My name is Andy Black. Thank you for choosing to listen to today's health update so the truth can set you free. This is the fastest 30 minutes on the radio covering health, freedoms, and faith. Remember, just because you see it on television doesn't mean it's true. Just because the news reports it doesn't mean it's true. The deep state's goal is to cause so much fear that we will gladly and without resistance give up our freedoms in the name of the common good. Beware, communism always stresses it's for the common good. 2024 is the year that we must be diligent, informed, active in our republic, and prepared to defend our nation and our freedoms. And that is why we recommend everyone listen to today's health update. Yes, we tell the truth about the health of our society, but we also tell the truth concerning the spiritual health of our nation, so you will know what is coming and how to respond. So now, listen to the fastest 30 minutes on the radio with Roy Williams. You will be glad you did.
Hello, everyone. It's that time of day again, and I mean, today's health update. That's what time it is. It's time to learn some more about your health and about your life and about our society. This show covers so many things. I've had people tell me they believe it is the fastest 30 minutes on the radio, and I've had people tell me, you need to get an hour a day. You need to get 2 hours a day. No, I don't want to work that much. So I try to make it as interesting as I can and cram as much into the 30 minutes as I can so that I can share information with you, and then hopefully, and I do ask you to do this, share it with other people. Encourage other people to check us out. They can do it by Podbean, just by going to Podbean, B-E-A-N, and type in a search for Roy Williams. I'll come up, and they got a lot to listen to there. About every radio show I do is on there. And, of course, you can go to our website, www.nhcherbs.com, and you can plug into that. And guess what? If you do, you'll be surprised that you scroll down to the microphone and click on it, and my radio shows are there too, so they're easy to listen to. I like the radio better than I do television. I've done them both. The reason I like radio better is people can listen to me while they're riding down the road. It don't interfere with their driving, and that's why I call it Automobile University. Because I've learned more in my automobile than I ever have anywhere else in my whole life. So maybe it'll be a challenge for you to listen to these shows over and over again, learn as much as you can, especially if it's concerning your own health or the health of someone that you know and love. So, you know, we're here for you. Today's show, though, is about, you ever ask why? And I'm going to start with this and end with some good news about good health, okay? We're reaching a stage in our society in America where we have allowed a bunch of liberal numbskulls. And I don't use words lightly. I use those words on purpose. There's some other words I could use, but they're less colorful. Numbskulls, that means their brain's dead. That means they can't think past the public education system or something like that, which is atrocious. But you ever ask why? Here's some questions. Why do our taxes continue to go up, even though our government constantly seems to fail at almost everything we ask them to do? At every level, they're a complete failure. I say complete for this reason. Many years ago, when they started some program that they needed more tax dollars for, it took off like a rocket ship. I'll give you an example of that. Originally, the National Education Association was started on really hardcore sound principles about learning the important things like math, arithmetic, history, and science. And now they're teaching a bunch of liberal garbage that don't amount to anything except dividing the people. They just fail. The older these organizations get, the meaner they get, the worse they get, the more destruction they cause. CIA is one of those things. Central Intelligence Agency probably was set up for a good reason. Don't even know that for sure. But they're really an evil organization now. The FBI. They're worthless. The FDA, when it was originally set up, And they taxed us, you know, the taxpayer dollars funded it. It was set up to protect us, to make sure that our foods and our drugs, FDA, Food and Drug Administration, that our foods and our drugs were safe. They no longer even cover that. They don't care no more. They'll allow food on the market that's absolutely horrible for human health, and they allow drugs on the market that will kill you. This is insanity. So do they almost all fail at every level? Absolutely. You know, even though that the evidence in our society is there, plain to see, you can read it, they keep telling us that we need to give them even more of our hard-earned dollars. I mean, the FDA years ago says, if you'll just give us enough time and enough money, not the FDA, I'm sorry, the WHO, World Health Organization, the Centers for Disease, they say, if you'll just give us enough money, pharmaceutical industry, if you'll just give us enough money and enough time, we'll cure every disease known to man, yet you cannot name me one cure they found in 60 years. They're liars, but they keep wanting more money. They keep telling us they need more money for the educational system, but the more money we throw at it, the worse it gets. Let me ask you another question. Change subject a little. Why do they deny that inflation is the result of overprinting of money? You need to understand there's only one thing that causes inflation, and that's printing more and more money in a society with less and less goods to back it. Less and less gold, less and less silver, or less and less commodities, or less and less something. But they want you to believe that inflation's caused Walmart raised prices. They believe we're idiots. Why do they think we're stupid? If you listen to this show, you're neither stupid, you're not an idiot. You've got information that can help you in your life, because I strive to find only the truth and spread it out. I hope you do the same. Why do we need, here's another good question, why do we need a Federal Reserve? It's an organization that has the power to print money and increase interest rates at will. In the name of, we're trying to help slow down inflation. Well, you're the ones causing it, you idiots. You think printing more money is going to slow down inflation? No, it increases it. That's why, by the way, your food costs so much now. Under the Biden administration, inflation has gone through the roof, and they lie to you. They even make up the numbers about inflation, and they're lying to you. They're worse than they've ever been. I'll tell you how you can figure your inflation. Look at what you paid for a loaf of bread under the Trump administration. Now, they'll tell you inflation's not gone up that much. Look at what you're paying for a loaf of bread today. You'll see it's about 15 to 17%. Oh, they'll tell you our inflation rate's only 2.5% or 3%. They're lying to you. They lie like crazy. You can tell how much it's gone up by what you pay compared to what you were paying under a different administration or under a few years back. We don't need the Federal Reserve. They need to be dissolved. We don't need a Western central banking system. Why? Why do they not want you to know, for instance, that the day you were born, a child born since 1975, why do they not want you to understand and know that they borrowed $1 million in your name, in the name your mom and dad gave you? They borrowed $1 million and insured you as a child for $2 million, okay? Why do they not want you to know that? Because they don't want you to know that they stole that money from you. They cannot ever let you. You think government runs off tax dollars? They don't. Why do they not want you to understand it? Almost 100% of your income tax dollar does not go to the United States. It goes to the International Monetary Fund. Can you not see the implications there of fraud and theft and all kinds of illegal stuff? Open your ears, open your eyes. Those that have ears to hear and eyes to see, you'll learn some things, okay? Or you'll be one of those that's like an ostrich. You just stick your head in the sand and pretend what Roy Williams said ain't true. Well, pretend all you want, but shouldn't you do your research? I challenge you, prove me wrong. Prove I'm telling a lie, And I promise you, I'll get on this radio show and admit that but you got to have proof. You got to show me in writing. You got to show me proof, written form, scientific evidence or something that I told a story. And if I did, I'll correct it and I'll admit I told a story. Will your government do that? You can't get them sorry people to ever admit they've done anything wrong unless it has to do with color. They might, if they say the wrong word, admit, well, I said something I shouldn't have said, nah, I offended that race of people. Well, that's a big thing. Oh, why aren't you special? That's disgusting. I'm going to ask you another question. I'm on the road today, y'all. Why are we forced to abide by rules, regulations, and mandates when in reality none of those are laws? Are they committing a crime called acting under the color of law? I would say they are. If they tell you that you've got to, and I'll give you a perfect example of that back whenever COVID was the big lie was being spread and scaring the daylights out of everybody. I went into a restaurant and they told me I had to wear a mask, and I says, no, I don't. And they said, yes, you do. It's a law. And I said, show me the law. They couldn't show me a law. The manager come out and I said, show me the law. He could not show me a law. It's not a law. It's a fear tactic. It's to scare you so that they can treat you like a socialist, communist person instead of a free citizen like you are. Laws are different from rules, regulations, and mandates. Ordinances are not laws. They're not. And they cannot hold you as a crime for breaking one of those rules, ordinances, regulations. Now, they can take you to court and fine you, and they'll try their best to force you to pay. But if you just knew and understood the law, they couldn't hold you accountable. They could not do anything to you, and they couldn't fine you. I think we ought to be taking them to court. Tell them, number one, we're not going to comply, period. That's what I tell them. I'm not going to comply. Unless you can show me the law, I'm not going to comply. Please learn to say that. Unless you can show me the law. A law has to be signed by either the federal or the state. It has to be signed by the legislature. It has to be signed by both the House and the Senate, okay, or whatever it is in that state, and the governor or the president before it becomes a law. I learned that in elementary school. Might have been high school, but one of those years. They're not laws, y'all. Please wake up. Why do they tell us that it's a law that we have to pay income tax, which is, in all reality, a voluntary tax? It's stated in the tax code that it's totally voluntary, but they'll force you to pay it. And I know people that went to prison for refusing to pay taxes, but they said that wasn't why they put them in jail. They put them in jail for tax evasion. What, is that a law? I got to ask that question. Why do we continue to spend more and more money each year on the educational system, and more of our children score lower and lower in the important things like reading, writing, arithmetic, science, and history than ever before in the history of our country. We literally have the lowest scores in reading than we've had in the last 60 years, yet we're spending more tax dollars for public education than ever before in history. What the thunder's going on there? I mean, if you run a business, you start to figure out why your income is coming down, and you don't start begging the public to give you more money so you can keep your business open, when in reality you failed. But yet, they never fail. They never fail. The government has set a system up that they can't fail, because when they need more money, they just print it and give it to themselves. Can you do that? Can I do that? No. No. Come on, folks. Why do gas prices in America continue to go up, even though it has been proved that we have more oil under our soils in the United States of America than all other nations on earth? Why? Because the politicians won't let us drill. And then what happens? To make sure that we're totally dependent on other nations for oil, they stopped the pipeline. Remember when Trump opened the pipeline that went all the way across the United States? And then Biden got in. The first thing he did was closed it. And what's happened to gas prices? Because we became more and more dependent on Saudi Arabia and all those other oil-producing nations that have less oil than we do. And now we're forced to buy it from them. Wonder why they want so badly for us to be dependent on those people. Oh, maybe they're getting kickbacks. Maybe that's why they can go into office and make $180,000 a year and leave worth millions and millions and millions of dollars. Who's giving them that money? Where does the money come from? We need to know. If we don't start asking the questions, they're going to continue to slap us in the face and lie to us and cheat and steal from us. You got to ask these questions. You do understand. You need to check this out. Has the United States got more oil under their soil than all other nations on earth? Absolutely, we do. None of them can compete with us. Why, I'm going to ask you another question. Why does a college education cost so much when in reality the degrees are proving to be worth less and less all the time? You know how many people graduate from college now that can't even get a job? It's because they took some liberal classes or liberal arts or something stupid. I just get so frustrated that they're getting away with it. Why do they get away with it? Because we don't have ears to hear or eyes to see. We keep sticking our head in the sand. There's no reason for a college education to cost what it does. If they'd let us specialize in learning to be what we want to be and not have to take all those extracurricular activities, the colleges wouldn't be so wealthy and wouldn't be able to rob us blind. They want you to be in debt, and they especially want your children to be in debt when they graduate from college. They hope they're in debt by over $100,000. Can't you see what they're doing? They're creating slavery. We're slaves to the state. We claim to be a free nation. You know better. All right, another question. I'm on a roll. Why do we continue to send our children to schools that are teaching them some of the most ungodly, immoral, disgusting things, but that same school cannot even mention the Bible or God in the classroom? You got to ask yourself something. If they're truly an education system, why wouldn't they want us to be educated about the oldest history book on earth? Because they don't want them to know the truth. That's the only reason they could do that. They cannot afford to let your children or you know the truth. But I tell you what, they don't have to teach us this. We know what's immoral. And you know as well as I do, some of that trash they're teaching in schools today is immoral. It's disgusting stuff. I don't want my children and my grandchildren exposed to it, and I know you don't either. But try to teach the Bible in school. We ought to go to every, we ought to force every public school system in America to teach a good Judeo-Christian class every year they're in school, one class a day should be covering the creation. Oh, they can call it a theory if they want to. I don't care. I mean, after all, environmental garbage is a theory. After all, evolution's a theory, but they get to teach that trash in school like it's important, like it's true. Well, I don't see nothing wrong with them if they want to teach the theory of Christianity, as long as they teach what the Bible says about Christianity in school. Do you? Would you be against that? You need to ask yourself that question. Would I be against them teaching Christianity in the schools today as long as it was biblically based, not man's traditions? You should want it. You should approve of it. But you have to make those decisions yourselves. Why do they continue to scream about global warming when almost all the evidence shows that, if anything, the atmosphere is staying about the same or actually cooling slightly? Oh, no, but see, they got to have you believe that there's global warming because they want to tax the air you breathe and the carbon dioxide you produce. You see where they're going with that? You talk about the ultimate tax. That's why Al Gore wanted it so bad. That's the ultimate tax. Now we could charge, we can charge a tax on everybody in our country because they give off carbon dioxide or carbon monoxide, whichever it is. I don't claim to be in the science field, but I'm going to tell you something. I don't have to be in that field to understand that they're pulling us. They're pulling our leg, folks. Whew. Why are the politicians and elected officials allowed to get away with the crimes that the average citizen would be fined and imprisoned for? Why are they doing that? Why do the powerful people want to destroy the family and stop us from believing in God? You see, I ask the important questions, the potent questions. I ask the questions that I hope causes the hair to stand up on the back of your head. And I hope it causes you to become concerned to the point that you're willing to take a stand against the tyranny that we're living under today. I didn't use that word loosely either, tyranny. You don't believe you're under tyranny? Pay a piece of property off in the United States of America and claim it that it's yours, but don't pay your annual taxes on it. Well, if you're paying annual taxes on it, don't that mean they still own it? That's disgusting, too. Here's the most important question I'm going to ask today, though. Why have we spent billions of dollars on research for cures, and we still have no cures for cancer, heart disease, diabetes, arthritis, autoimmune disease, cataracts, glaucoma, or even the common cold? Oh, I know, I know. I can just hear some of you out there. Oh, Roy, they've got all kinds of medications now to treat cancer and heart disease and diabetes and arthritis and autoimmune and cataracts. Yeah, but did you say cure or did you say treat? You can't find a cure. There are no cures. Oh, no. Don't you expect the pharmaceutical industry or the medical profession to find a cure? And even if they found a cure, they hid it because you don't know about it and I don't know about it. So didn't they hide it? Of course. And they do have the cures. I can prove that. Read the book Politics and Healing. You'll find out for yourself. Read the book by Dr. Matthias Rath, Why Animals Don't Get Heart Attacks But People Do. You'll find out for yourself. They know cures. They're not going to release them. Why is that? Because they want to take total control of your existence. And the best way to do that is convince you that the only way you're ever going to live to your genetic potential is if you depend on them to treat the symptoms of your diseases. And that's exactly what they do. I didn't say they had never found medicine or drugs that they can't use to treat the symptoms. Oh, they can treat the symptoms of cancer. They fail at it more than they succeed. Oh, they can treat the systems of heart disease, but we still got heart disease. They can treat the symptoms of diabetes, but there's more diabetics now than ever before in the history of the world in America. Oh, they can treat the symptoms of arthritis. They can give you painkillers, which get you addicted and can kill your liver and your kidneys and everything else, but they got the treatments out there. My question is, do you want to be treated? You want the symptoms of your disease treated? Or would you like for them to share the cures with you so that you can get over the disease and go on with your life without being dependent on them? Folks, they have never even found a cure for the common cold. I have. I know I'm not allowed to say the cure word. We're talking about the common cold here. And I can tell you what. The common cold is a rhinovirus, and there are ways to avoid the virus. And if you can avoid it, if you can avoid the virus, you can avoid it. And you know what? You can reverse it really quick. You'll learn more. But today, let's end the show with this. I want to talk about MSM Plus C and magnesium chloride and vitamin D 5000. These are three products that I am so proud of. MSM Plus C, let's start there. We have it in the powder, and we have it in the capsule. And the good news is we've got a huge supply of it again, thankfully. Our supply lines broke down. All supply lines broke down under the Biden administration. And if you noticed, it was getting harder and harder to keep the grocery shelves full. It was getting harder and harder to keep our shelves full in these, health food stores and nutrition stores. I mean, listen, I talked to hundreds and hundreds of other business people and says, it's getting harder and harder to get anything. It takes longer and longer to get it. The supply lines broke down. Since most of the highest quality supplements on earth have to come from other countries because they got the corner on those markets in a lot of cases, like perilla seed extract only comes from Japan. There's none nowhere else. It grows there. From the plants that they get it from grows there and there only. So we have to have things shipped. And when they can break the supply lines down, they can control what we got. And that's another question. Why do we allow almost 95% of all drug manufacturing to happen in China, a nation that hates us and would like for all of us to die? They hate us. Listen, it'd be so easy for them to poison one shipment of a widely used drug by a huge number of people in the United States of America, and they just faithfully take it because the FDA's approved it and swallow it, and you could see thousands and thousands and thousands of deaths overnight. Why are we given why are we even opening the door of that possibility by allowing a communist country, if our medicine's so good, if our drugs are so good, why are we allowing a communist country to be the ones to create them, to manufacture them and ship them to us? We've lost our minds. Let's get a grip, ladies and gentlemen. MSM Plus C is the product that everybody should take from birth to death. We got it back in powder and capsules. We got huge shipments of it, so we're set. Won't be running out for a long time, I do hope, although I don't mind running out because it means we're selling a lot. And we've got the MSM Plus C full body lotion. We also got vitamin D5000 back, the best vitamin D supplement ever formulated as far as I'm concerned. Never put anybody on it that didn't go to the doctor and get better medical reports about their vitamin D levels. And we've got magnesium chloride back. They tried to take that one away from us by telling us what held those tablets together was only available through the pharmaceutical industry, and they raised the price about 1,000% on us and made it unaffordable for most people to be able to take magnesium chloride. Oh, no, we found a source, and we can keep it, and we've got it. It's a little higher than it used to be, but it's nowhere near what you would pay for a prescription for magnesium chloride, which the pharmaceutical company controls that completely when it's prescription, because they do have the source that holds the tablet together. But we got it figured out. So check us out. I recommend everybody be taking MSM Plus C twice a day for the rest of your life. It'll change your life. You'll feel better. You have more energy. All the things I've always talked about. Digestion improves. Your hair grows faster and gets prettier. Your skin gets softer and smoother. And, of course, your fingernails grow faster, too, and get stronger. Joint pain decreases tremendously. I'm sure that's just an accident, but it happens when you take MSM Plus C. It's totally safe for anybody. It has no negative side effects, can be taken with any drug. It is that safe. Thank you for listening to today's health update. Please share this information with other people. We all got to know the truth, or we're going to be caught in this slavery system for the rest of our lives. Until next time, may God bless you with abundant health. And remember, this year, let's magnify the Lord.
Now you know why today's health update is called the fastest 30 minutes on the radio. Making the right decisions becomes so much easier when you know the truth. If you would like to know more about products, call 256-757-0660. Visit Herbs & More in Athens or NHC Herb Shop in Killen, or visit our website at www.nhcherbs.com. If you would like to hear a show again or share it with someone, go to Herbs & More Athens Facebook page and scroll down to Roy's picture. The shows are uploaded daily. Or go to Podbean on your computer or phone and type NHC19. That's NHC19 in the search bar and scroll down to find the title you wish to listen to. This is Andy Black. Thank you again for listening to today's Health Update.